Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Iris Bunshaft. And we're with Dr. Gabernikoff.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been sitting here for 2 minutes like, Gabernikoff. But I'm really taken back and amazed. I'm enjoying this conversation with you so much. I mean, you own what you're talking about, which is just tremendous. You feel it. I can just look at his face.
And he's giving us the gift.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Well, I am pretty passionate about cardiology and the heart. And any way that I can educate and express those things is a wonderful tool that I try to use.
Iris brought up a great topic that we're going to discuss right now. But one question, your practice, your actual cardiology practice is what?
So I'm full-time at Winthrop. I'm part of the full-time faculty. I used to be an interventional cardiologist, but as I said, I've had some health issues, so okay. I can't put the lead on anymore. So I do non-invasive cardiology. My special area is echocardiography, particularly transesophageal echocardiography. And my areas of interest are aortic diseases, as well as valvular heart disease.
Okay.
We have a very, very active valve program, one of the largest programs actually in the country at Winthrop. We have the transcutaneous, valve procedure where we do aortic valves replacements through the groin, and we are one of the four or five largest programs in the United States at Winthrop.
What is a phone number for you?
Can you my out? Phone number, if you'd like to get in touch with me, my office is 516-663-4480.
663-4480. Okay.
And that would be our direct line to our practice. And okay. We just recently opened up our new office, which is on the corner of Mineola Boulevard and Jericho Turnpike, and it's beautiful and just really a beautiful facility. We have 15 doctors in our groups with areas of expertise.
Mineola and Jericho, is that where the horse?
Yeah, we got rid of the horse.
Okay, because I saw there was a lease sign up there for a while. Okay, you're right.
I think there was a certain politician that wanted and we kind of moved. It's actually now moved to the high school.
Okay,
because Mineola High School is the Mustangs.
So you gave it to the Mustangs. That's good. Iris, you had a question in reference to the painting with the scream.
Oh, Munch, yes. Did you want to go back to him? Because he had a very difficult life, a lot of stress between his mother, his wife, his mother-in-law, and so on. And I rather wonder if this was Munch's way of getting out his tremendous emotions, because I do know that he lived a long life, and I suppose he found a way of decomposing some of the emotions that were in his regular life through his art.
So did you really want to use the word decomposing in a
about
health?
Okay. Perhaps we could change
Maybe we'll decompress.
Decompress. Right. Correct it.
But decomposition, one thinks we're not being a very successful physician.
No.
Good point.
And it wouldn't have been a lengthy
kind of
art period.
Post-event rather than in the now.
Thank you.
But Edvard Munch, to me, is a fascinating character. And a fascinating artist when one wants to look at emotive works and how they reflect on disease.
Swedish, yes? Or Norwegian?
Norwegian, yeah. And I think his museum is in Oslo. And I agree also with the other point you said, which is any way to kind of decompress your anxiety,
yes.
Any way to kind of have whatever it might be, a hobby. Or a way of dealing with your emotional stresses in however you can is ultimately very healthy for you. But let's get back to Munch. So Munch has some paintings that are, in my mind, just so emotively forceful and so expressive that are amazing. So let me just, if I can, in words, describe one for you. There, Edvard Munch did have a tumultuous marriage. Was separated from his wife, and his wife was having an affair with someone at the time. And there is a painting that shows Edvard Munch as a individual character walking in the opposite direction with his back to the front of the painting, separate from the general trend of the traffic moving towards the center point of the painting.
When you say traffic, do you mean human beings?
Just,
traffic?
Yes, human. Just, you know, a Friday night walk down the a stroll down the street. And within those characters is Edvard Munch's wife and the wife's lover as the central figures walking in one direction. And Edvard Munch, with his back to the front, is by himself walking alone in the opposite direction. There are so many psychological meanings to that. But what I took from it was, again, his isolation from both his family, his separation from his wife, the angst that he felt over the failed marriage. And again, him being alone and feeling isolated in a large urban environment. So there are so many issues there about psychological stressors and how one can deal with that. And those are issues that we know that. So how does that relate to cardiology, and why, again, am I so interested in it? We know that people who are engaged in activities, who have a large social network, are less likely to have heart disease. And when they do have heart disease, they are more likely to have a full and complete recovery as compared to people who are more likely loners, isolated, and don't have a large organization to be involved with. That's why I tell some of my older patients that it's really important to find organizations for you to be continue to be engaged with. If you have nothing, if you're sitting in your house, I say come volunteer at the hospital.
I agree.
Do something. Engage at your church. Go to the school that's closest to you with little kids. Do something. Read for them. Get engaged. Go to the town library. Whatever you can to stay involved and have a social network is critically important. It's important for your emotional well-being, but that translates into physical well-being as well. So that painting really reflects in an important issue on that. And I think it also has to do with, you know, we've become less kind of committed to our religious backgrounds, but we know that people who are involved with their church or their Jewish center or whatever the religion that they may be, the more that they are engaged in that community of their religious group, the more network of friends and members that they have that they can fall back on, the better their recoveries are from illnesses.
I agree. I'm the president of the Great Neck Senior Center. The number of people in their 90s there currently, but they come every day. It's their existence. They go home to individual, they go home. Most of them live by themselves. So, right. But that is their socialization, and they need it, because if you just stay in the house by yourself, after a couple of weeks, everything starts dropping.
There's nothing left. And when you talk about kind of progression, which is not my specialty, but progression of cognitive dysfunction, the more you're engaged, the more you have people to communicate, rather than staying in the house, not engaging with the world, the more rapidly is your deterioration. So those things, I tell people, get out. Go to the church, you know, engage yourself in community activities, 100%. Volunteer, stay as busy and active as you can. A really, really important thing for emotional well-being, cognitive function, and again, getting back to getting out and exercising and walking, important for cardiovascular health.
And this is one of the very purposes of Project Independence.
Absolutely. And actually, going on the drawing, Fun Day Monday, which starts in a week or two, Christina will talk about that later. This year, they're doing a coloring program. Coloring is the wrong word for it.
It's become quite popular.
It's those books with the very fine little square drawings and stuff where you actually divide. I know a person who made one of these pictures and spent 36 hours doing it freehand, just little strokes of a pen and color, and it's a focus.
Actually, I'll tell you another thing. My wife told me about this yesterday, which I didn't know, that in Port Washington, they have a painting project where in the town you can paint places where you can plant foods, fresh fruits and vegetables. And those
gardens, public gardens.
It's not in a garden. It's in the downtown area.
No, but it's cool. They use the word garden.
Okay. And that produce is collected and then given to homeless people in the community.
Okay.
And some of the stores are doing the artwork and creating beautiful little, you know, boxes to have their vegetables.
Okay,
and their fruits.
So it's a combination,
and,
not just
and so
planting.
It's showing, you know, the kind of Port Washington community activism, doing something really good.
And bringing beauty into your
and
life.
And bringing beauty,
and
yeah.
Making you think about other things.
And I think that's you know, a great segue to what art does also.
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk about emotive art and what comes out of it, but again, talking about having a something to be able to release and to express yourself and do something
right.
with beauty again is, you know, it's getting away from the physiology of how the heart beats, but
right.
getting into kind of that emotive thing.
But where you're going, and of course this is not TV, I can just see it on your face. It's enthusiasm, it's positive focus, it's energy. That's all, that is what counts. If you were sitting here saying, you should draw, you should do this, it doesn't come across, you have to own it, you have to live it. And people, once they start to embrace a more positive, open, you know, go out, I agree with you, go out in the backyard, you see the flowers, it's so nice, the roses starting to come up a couple
things
of weeks
are blooming
ago.
Beautifully in the last couple of days.
Clark mm-hmm. Botanical right now, it's the best, I mean, it's just gorgeous, and it's going to change, and then the summer flowers will come, but you have the opportunity for free to walk around.
Well, I would like to, you know, propose to some of our other physicians, my colleagues, that feeling that passion and engaging the public in activities that are healthy and heart healthy and promoting health. So we deal always with illness and when people are sick,
right.
but maybe it's our responsibility to promote wellness and well-being
by all
as
means,
well.
100%.
And if we could engage the community more, and I do want to, I don't have the details and it's not there yet, but I'd like to create, again, a walking program at mm-hmm. a garden. And it would be, there are national programs sponsored by the American Heart Association about walking with your cardiologist. And I am going to go work forward on that over the next year or so to bring that hopefully by spring of 2017.
So in other words, not you just don't want to organize it, but you want to engage in it with
I want to be the walkers. We want to have the cardiologists as the walkers.
Oh, wow.
So that we're promoting health, but you also have an opportunity to meet the cardiologist, find out that they're human beings also.
Right.
And
right.
ask questions while you walk so that we are, you know, we are part of the community. We're not just someone who you go to their office and see them.
This is a very new and fresh idea.
It's a wonderful idea. We're out of time, but
too bad.
I know, it's the truth. This has just been so enlightening and enjoyable. We've been here with Dr. George Gabernikoff, and really just a doctor, but more, he's just a philosopher. I don't know what he is. I don't know how you categorize you, but it really, it has been a pleasure. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.